Because, girl, I just feel like that needs to be a broader conversation. But a short answer, go ahead. Okay, how do I, hold on, let's see. Screen, I don't want to share the number though. Okay, hold on, Mike, hold on, Mike. Okay, somebody call in. And let's see if you can hear both callers. I'm gonna call. Pops, call in.
Love Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Hold on, so I'm gonna try this. Hold on, hold on. But I don't think they can, they can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Mike, can you hear talk, say some?
Hello. Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Hi. But can he, can you hear Official King Payne? Talk Official King Payne.
No, I cannot hear him. Hello?
Yeah, you see, it's not going to work. It's not going to go into, it's not going to go into, it's not, it, the audio is coming out. Like, we can hear you, but the audio will not come back in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's
he
just,
cannot hear you. So the audio, so this is why you need to just be here for that. But we can answer some questions. But what we're going to do, I think we're going to do a pre-recorded podcast so that we're not focused. So we're going to really get into that. Me and you, we're going to have a sit down and we're going to upload that and really get into that. Does that make sense? Like a full on real. Yes. 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 We're going to get into that. And it's going to be me, it's going to be you, and we're going to call the tranny. Star Fox, I don't know what you're doing, but unless you're trying to get me a job or promote me or get me a check, bitch, you're about to get blocked. What you trying to do over here, sir? But no, I think once this quarantine is over, I would like to have you and her and really set the stage for a conversation. But for now, anybody that has questions can join the stream and can click the link and come on. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry. Okay. That's such a loaded conversation. I really wish you were here for that. Oh, I'm so over this quarantine, girl. I cannot wait till this is over because I think that's going to be a legendary fucking show. I'm going to have you and I'm going to have the trans girl. Bitch, we're going to set up this studio and, girl, we're going to really have an unfiltered conversation. And we're gonna, and everybody's gonna be on camera that day. Oh, it's, but she looked hit, though, I think, right? People are not going to believe her because she looked the way that she looked. Hold on, I'm trying to I'm trying to find this video right now. Hold on. I'm trying to find this video. Let's see if it pulls up. Oh, here it goes. Boom. Okay, I don't know if this is going to pull up for everybody, but this is transgenders. They're doing the No Rush Challenge. So all I've seen a lot of women doing this challenge. I'm not going to pull up the women video. I've seen the men do it because I don't want this to look like competition. But I want us to look up the transgenders doing this challenge, and I want to know what you think about the transgenders in this challenge. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you think about this. Can you see it? Okay. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Can you hear it now? Hold on. Facebook. Okay. Can you see it? Mike. Okay. I'm about to play it now. Oh, official campaign. Okay. So what did you think about that? Okay. Do you think is that a lot of the reason why a lot of females don't like trans women? Because a lot of them are beautiful and can pass, and some of them can compete with cisgendered women. Well, here's what I think. I think that a lot of younger women, probably in their, 20s to late 30s, even some in their early 40s, they are into being sexy. Like, you got the Marlowe's, the Nene Leakes's, and then you got, like, the young girls like the Alexis Skies, and you got the middle girls like the Black Chynas. Like, so you have females, and you got Instagram with women being sexy. I think the issue comes in because for every beautiful trans woman, there's a beautiful cisgendered female. Like, trans people are not putting women out. I think it's some of the women that are not as pretty as the trans. They don't mind not being as pretty as the cisgendered, but when they're not as pretty as the trans, then they feel some type of way. But then at the same time, I think it's also when the trans even if you're pretty or just okay, because a lot of the trans are not pretty either, because I can even tell you in that video, they could have cut that video off a lot earlier. Once they hit the girl with the Android phone, they could have stopped the video before her. But I'm saying this to say, a lot of the trans community, they come out and they are distinctively going out with the mission to compete with women, to say that I look better than you. So I don't feel like it's necessarily an issue of all women being insecure. I think that a lot of women have got to the point where, bitch, we don't fuck with you because, girl, y'all in competition, and, bitch, you'll never be in competition with me, bitch. I'm the original bad bitch. And for that, I have to respect it, because there's a trans woman, like, you should not be making it clear that, oh, I can compete with you, I look better than you. Like, I feel like that's tasteless. But then at the same time, I feel like it's tasteless for a cisgender woman to not give the trans girl her credit when it's due. But then on the flip side, then we have you, who, you know, you will also then say a female, you know, will come for you. And I'm not even saying you, because I've even had them say, oh, girl, y'all want to be women. You know me, bitch. I'm a boy at all means. Spread my legs, I'm messy, barely cut my fingernails, scratch my balls, bitch. I fart, I shit, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not, I might be a gay boy, but, bitch, at the core of me, I'm a nigga, bitch. You see, you know what I mean? Like, I do nigga shit. So, I'm not in competition with no female. However, bitch, in our realm of gayness, bitch, I am not worried about no female issues 99% of the time, girl. Because when I'm with my girlfriends, bitch, we're the girls, honey, okay? When you say everyday woman, do you mean like the average looking woman, the one that is probably, you know, not so proportioned, maybe average build, maybe your average looks, you know what I mean? Not the prettiest, but not the ugliest, but she's just okay. She doesn't really stand out. Is that the woman that you're referring to? Because that's kind of what I was talking. So, I'm trying to think, how should we do this? Do you want to stay on camera? Do you want to do a podcast form so we can hear music and so people can call in and we can listen to it? Or you cool like this? Because I feel like this is a good conversation. I just wish it was over here. But I know people want to call in. But at the same time, we're giving people the stream link. If they're not clicking the link, that's on them, right? Well, they don't have to be on camera. Okay, well, everybody don't have to be on camera. Everybody don't have to be on camera. But, like, what you're saying, like, I think it's just an interesting conversation, and I cannot wait to break this conversation down, because I do feel like it's a conversation that needs to be had, because your experience is an experience. The trans experience is an experience. You know, there's a lot of the female, and I almost want to get a female perspective in here as well for that same experience. To do so, and I think it'd be super, 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 super dope to get them in here. But I definitely think that I first want to get you and her in here for that recording. I think that'd be super dope. We cannot. I'm on StreamYard, so I can't take calls. I hate StreamYard. That's why I don't use StreamYard, yo. I'm only using StreamYard so I could, because I didn't want to be on camera by myself, like, because, you know, I just thought we was chilling. But we turned into a really good conversation night. And, like, I think you have a mic. Fisher King Payne, excuse me. I apologize for that. I think that you have a phenomenal story with that. And I think that it'd be a good story for us to go into and discuss it in a more serious tone, you know, without any breaking of internet and things like that. No, we don't ever go names. Yes. When, yes, I don't think that, like, we need to wait on this. Like, we can really get into it, but I think the mood needs to be set. And then we can, what we're going to do, I think we're going to actually pre-record it. And then we're going to drop it, almost like a podcast. And then we're going to double back and do a live stream Q&A based off the video that we did. But I want to make sure I have you. I want to have you and the other trans girl here, and myself. And I really want us to get into some things. Okay. If some women is okay, this is what Shadira said. If some women is threatened by a gay man or transgender, it's some inner turmoil within a woman. A woman secure in herself will never feel threatened. Period. Love y'all. I agree with that. However, I do feel like some women are threatened, and here's the reason why. Because, and I feel like, I feel like there's a lot of heterosexual men that are interested in gay men. And the reason why I say that is because I go back to that Derek J post that homegirl posted. What is her name? Oh my God. I did a video on it. Let me go to my page. Oh my God. Who did I do the video on? The Steve Harvey. Hey, let me go to it. Terry Vaughn. Okay, so I go back to the Terry Vaughn post with Jared J, and you had straight men in there dragging gay men when you could have easily swiped left or scrolled up or not said anything. Then you had women in there dragging gay men. And so for me, if there's not a clear narrative being pushed and there's a person saying, hey, so-and-so has a podcast support, that's like fucking Nicki Minaj or, I don't know, Cardi B or Alexis Scott or anybody, any of these female celebrities, they going to say, hey, go ahead and watch the Armand Wiggins show. Now, I know my girls, the ones that's watching now, y'all wouldn't do it. Y'all be like, hell yeah, let's go watch it. Half of the people that watch me, I think at this point, my viewers, we got a couple of them, but for the most part, the women that watch me, they're my girls, and they know I don't play. And the ones that have been around for a while, now we can say we got some of them that have been around for at least a year or over a year. So I'm not talking to those girls because those are my girls, and they know me. But it'd be different if, like, you know, Nicki Minaj posted me and then all of a sudden there's a female in the chat saying, oh, you like gay men, Nicki? Or there's a cisgendered male and they're talking about some, oh, y'all always promoting these homosexuals. It's kind of like me being gay has nothing to do with my YouTube channel. And I specifically say that for me because, yes, Armand, I'm gay. I tell you that I'm gay because you don't have to guess and check. Let's get that out of the way, you know, because this is not, it's not a secret. My parents know my man, so I don't have to hide shit from you. My parents know I'm gay. My mama know, you know what I mean? Everybody know I'm gay. So, bitch, I don't have to hide anything from the public. And I'm comfortable. I live with my man. I love my man, bitch. We good. But outside of that, I'm just letting you know that's who I am. But that's not, oh, hi, my name is the Armand Wiggins Show, and I'm a gay blogger. No. That's not it. But some females and men want to add that to it. And it's like, why? Those are the ones that I feel like are insecure. Or those are the type of men that I feel like are secretly attracted to us. What you got, Mike? All right, Fisher campaign. Yes. Oh, my girl, Pour It Up TV, come on the stream, mommy. I like her. I should have reached out to you to join the stream, girl. I was looking for content creators. I reached out to LeRon. He didn't get back to me fast enough. But then I was thinking about, I didn't even think about you, mommy. You always welcome on the chat, girl. Make sure you guys follow her. Go ahead. Well, I learned her. She's always been respectful for me. But she's always been respectful to me. But she is that type of female that if her man was cool with gay guys, she would look at him a certain kind of way. She is, but she's always respected me. She said you always twist her words. Their girlfriends. Yes. Well, because, okay, so she commented, she said, what? Now, she's my girl. She's my girl. And she just sent a whole 1999 super chat about women being insecure. But if your man cannot be friends with a gay man, understand that you are insecure. Because a real nigga, just like he sets boundaries with you and other females, he sets boundaries with gay men. Like, it's very clear that this nigga doesn't fuck around. You know what I mean? He's just, like, honestly, I'm cool with a lot of straight boys. And for me personally, I make it my duty. One of my best friends before he died, like, we used to sleep in the same bed together. Like, no cap. I don't know if you remember Thomas. That used to dance with MC Hammer with me. That died. That was my best friend. Like, his mom and his sister, they know me to this day. Thomas got a girlfriend and everything, you know, it's unfortunate. But me and Tommy used to sleep in the bed together. But the nigga was not gay. Like, I bought one of my first cars from his girlfriend. We was cool. You know what I mean? And I can't imagine not being able to have that relationship with my best friend because his girlfriend was worried about the fact that I'm gay. Well, girl, you don't trust your nigga. She said, Armand, don't twist my words. All right, let's bring. Okay, I don't know where you at, but you're supposed to be inside at the quarantine, Brianka. Oh, my God. I hope you're doing okay, mommy, okay? Make sure you be protected and be safe. Yeah. Okay. Here's the problem that I'm getting from you. that already, and I'm hearing that your voice. Okay, so you have two things going on. You're physically fit, so it means you have muscle in your tone, so you could come across as trans. Not that you're ugly, but there's a lot of pretty trans that have that are cut up. That's number one. But then number two, you're very well spoken. You don't sound like you need anybody for shit. So you're also intimidating to a man. So those two things combined could make someone think like, hey, is she really a woman? Because a lot of women, not you know, coming against women, but most women are not really like that. Most women, like if you even watch Ray J and Princess, they're more in the space of, what can you do for me? How are you going to protect me? I'm soft. I'm dainty. And as where you come across as, you know, I can be your girl, but I'm not no bitch. Like, I'm not a pushover. So a lot of men have to kind of question you sometimes because they're probably not used to women like you. That's what your issue is. I honestly can tell you that just from listening to you. It's the confidence on top of, you know, the looks, but the looks is because you have discipline, you're structured, you're about your bills, your money. Like, you don't need a man. You would like a man. And see, a lot of men can't understand that because there's a lot of women who feel like they need a man. Right. Now you have some women in the chat saying they never asked if they were men. No, listen, there are some women that are very buff. You go work out. Are you cut? Like, what's the T? Official King Payne, check over. We got one more girl on here. We got Love Jones. What's going on, Love? Okay, before we get you started, Love Jones and Bronca, it says, hey, Angelique Hogan said, hey, Armand, can you please ask a transgender woman why some of them try to be in competition with us? Absolutely. I will do that for you, mommy. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Love Jones. What's going on, Ma? Yes, we can, but don't get too explicit. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you, girl. I went to jail before, girl. I don't know what happened in jail, but I've been in jail for the long time I was in jail, girl, was 3 weeks, and I was so scared. I will never lie to you. Girl, I was in jail, and I was sitting in there, and mind you, some of y'all going to think this is funny, but this is not funny. You know, well, if anybody has been to jail, there's this place where you go and you sit in the holding cell right before you go meet your lawyer. And I'm sitting there, mind you, I didn't bathe, I didn't shower, I didn't do nothing. But, you know, I look the way that I look, I walk with my mannerisms are the way that they are. And I'm just sitting there, mind you, I was getting out the next day, but I didn't want to tell nobody I was getting out the next day because I was scared that if I told somebody I was getting out the next day, they was going to kill me because half these niggas was getting alive. So I'm sitting in jail, and the nigga, I mean, no shade. He was fine, but he was just sitting there, and he was in jail. He was a lifer, and he waited till everybody got out of the holding cell. And I'm sitting there, and the man going to be like, oh, so you gay? Like, let me show you these pictures. You think I'm cute? And I'm like, girl, I don't know. Girl, I'm just panicking because I'm thinking like, girl, this is what happens in the movie, girl. This is what happened. This happens in The Wire. I don't know if you guys remember The Wire from HBO. But, girl, I'm like, girl, this is The Wire. So I'm like, oh my God. So the man is sitting there flipping photos, flipping photos. Like, you took up a group. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, you gay. I know you gay. And I'm like, I'm not gay, bro. He's like, nigga, I know you gay. Shut up. Shut your line up. And it, but at the same time, like, that kind of turned me on. Like, girl, like, you really getting at me, you know? But at the same time, I was nervous. So he got up. So they have cameras and they have these little windows where you go sit with your lawyer. But then they have little showers in a little bathroom where you can go meet, like, on a duck off. So he gets up. He goes to the shower and he's like he was going to like take advantage of him, like was like telling me to come over there and like do stuff to him and was like get up and like, and I was like, no, I'm not, I can't do this. Like, I definitely cannot. And he came and grabbed me like and was ready to like force me to do something with him. And because he started by showing me pictures of him and his baby mama and all kind of shit. And he was like grabbing me up. And then what saved me was, girl, my lawyer was outside. So the police came and they opened the door and they said, Wiggins, you know, so they pulled me out. So then I went. But, girl, I was fearing for my life. And I said it to say, a lot of these men in jail be with the bullshit. So if a lot of niggas is going back to jail, to Mike's point, girl, they like something in there. Not only do they like the niggas in jail, but they also feel like that's a place. And it's ironic, but there's some stability there. Mm-hmm. Mm. And see, my whole thing is I would be afraid to see a lot of women, and this is what I would say to a lot of women. There's no need to play with a lot of men in jail because at the end of the day, when you go to jail, I've been to jail several times, not for long periods of times, but I've been for multiple times. It's no secret. I have nothing to hide, bitch. So I've been to jail several times. And I say that to say, when you go to jail, they don't go and pass you out any condoms. So my whole thing is, girl, if you're in jail and you're doing whatever you're doing, and then, girl, he gets out and he's with you, a lot of women, y'all need to protect yourself because, girl, these men could be doing all kinds of stuff. And there was a gay boy in jail. And every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, he would have to go take his pills. And now they would call you to the little gate and you take your pills. And so he had to take his HIV medication and he had to take his high blood pressure medication. But but also he was the houseboy for the dorm. Yes. Hey, we got a new person on the line. Shout out to Drop Top Trail. You got your license stuff. What you do? Where you are? What's popping, boo? Oh yeah, my girl. Hey, boo. Okay, yeah. What's going on, mommy? Well, you know, I like you because from day one, you know, you was always here for the ish, but I've always seen your videos. I think I've shared a couple of your videos. You've been a supporter. You know, I fuck with you. And, you know, you've been around for mostly everything, for everything. And so, yeah. So, yeah, I like you, girl. I like you. So you're always welcome. I like you. So what's your take on this, on everything you done seen? What's up? Hold on. So the first problem I have with you, and I'm going to just tell you this right now. I see your lights back there, so I'm immediately like, what you do? And I had to ask you who you are. You're a content creator. But you see, when I delete this, that's a Drop Top Trail. That's not your channel. Right. But who's going to remember that after two hits of a blunt and a drink? So Poured Up TV should have been your name because that's how you brand yourself. But go ahead. What's more important to you? You got 350 people on here that may or may not know you. You coming onto a platform, they need to know Pour It Up TV. Nobody's going to go, you know, Drop Top Trail. Who is that? Can we find that? Or can we find Pour It Up TV? So I'm just But I'm just saying, as a content creator, represent your brand. But you always have to represent who you are. I'm no bigger than you, bitch, period. And if I'm opening the door for you, step in the door, but be ready. Yeah, so you step out and you come back. Okay? Go ahead, Official Kitty Payne. But I did I not tell you that too? Because that's very important. If you go look at my stuff, everything is the Armand Wicked Show. I give free game. But she's the person that supported me. You've always supported me. I'm always going to support you. You know what I'm saying? And people, one thing I always tell you that I love about you is people don't realize, bitch, me and you have known each other since the seventh grade. So there's not a YouTuber or anybody that's going to have us beef, bitch. We've known each other since the seventh grade. If we're going to beef, trust me, we don't need you bitches to, like, period. No. And see, and I think that's one thing that you've always said. But the thing is, girl, we are real friends. People don't understand that. This is not. This is more than just a YouTube. You've known me for decades at this point. You know my whole family. Okay. But the thing is, girl, we've known each other since seventh grade. So a bitch on YouTube thinking that, girl, they're going to be able to divide, that's never going to happen. We live around the corner from each other, girl. Yeah, so. Yes, okay, so now we have Poured Up TV on YouTube. That's how you do that. Yes, girl. Now, give me your thoughts. Official campaign, the floor is yours. So that sounds kind of like a game, though, that you're doing. It sounds like you're working on more of a conversion of, you know what I mean? It sounds like more of convincing and prying, almost borderline begging. Okay, no, but where I would have went with this is, you know, whereas you want them to be honest, I feel like King Payne, too, he is a person that I watch, and he's my friend, and we get into this a lot. Like, he knows because, you know, he gets on my nerves, but I love him and I understand what his weakness is. But I tell him on a daily basis, because while the women don't feel like these men are being honest, they'll use people like my friend who is nice, who is attracted to them, and they will try to take advantage of him. And so they're not being honest to him either. But they're sitting in his face for hours, but then coming back home to you, but then coming over here, sitting in his face when they know that he's attractive. Like, so they play on both sides. So they're not always just coming to the gay people and just, I'm gay over here, my girl don't know. They're playing both sides. Yes. Speaking of honesty, since I got you guys on here, do you know where, because I was going to talk about it, because I haven't done my research and I don't really care about it, but maybe you know, what happened with Yaya and Floyd Mayweather's daughter? And if, go ahead, girl, you going to be part of our, you my girl, so you might be my girl aficionado. I fuck with you, so I might bring you on to give me some tea. Come on, let's talk, let me see how good you are. Okay. I'm auditioning you right now, but go ahead. Okay. Hold on. Sorry. That was my bad. She came home to him to his baby mama, and what happened? Cause I don't know nothing. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Continue. Okay. I didn't see nothing. So you teaching me everything. What happened, mommy? Okay. Oh. I seen that just earlier today. Oh. No, you're doing fantastic. So wait, so NBA was with her? Yeah, but you're doing good. So girl, we might do this during the daytime. So you might be my co-host for this segment. I'm going to bring you on. So girl, we're going to get it together. Because they've been begging me to talk about it, but I haven't been digging into this because this sounds like some female and some nigga shit. But you a female and you know how to talk the nigga shit. So go ahead. And he had herpes, right? Okay. Her. So, hold on. So, as a woman, what do you think about all this? A very rich father, a filthy rich father. Never lost a fight. Hmm. Well, do me a favor and can stay on this story because I'm not watching it. I'm depending on you. And I'm going to bring you on a daytime segment to bring this and to promote Pour It Up TV. So keep the action coming. So be ready, girl, for the daytime set. We're probably going to shoot tomorrow. All right. Let's see what else we got going on. Official campaign, what you got? Oh, girl, wait, this sounds like some Tasha K news. Girl. Okay. Hold on. How you listening to me? Side note, Pour It Up TV. How you listening to me with no headphones? It's not echoing? So it's coming through the speakers? Okay, y'all talk. I'm going to go try to get my speaker and see if it'll come through because I don't want to wear these either.
It'll work. Like if I just use the laptop without any of the bells and whistles, I don't need to have it.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot the sound here.
Is it echoing? Is it echoing now? Is it echoing? I don't want to hear that. That don't sound good. I tried to use this. Okay, let me try it again.
Remember, everybody, the best way to support your friend YouTuber is to like this video and to share.
Is it echoing?
Okay, if you haven't already, go ahead and like this video. Okay, go ahead and twerk on the like button right now. And make sure that you share it. Share it to your Facebook. Share it to your Twitter.
I'm not.
Share it to your Instagram. Let's
I'm not going to do that. I don't like that. That's not going to work. I don't know. I don't think I know how to do that. Uh-uh. No, they were saying it didn't sound good. Okay. Listen, this was a really, really good live. Wow, we got 400 and some people on here. So what else we get into? Okay, so what does loyalty mean to you? Okay, because, girl, my whole thing is this, you know, and I also have to say, because I really like you, and I text one of my producers, you know, my man is my producer, and he said he liked you too. But the thing is this, girl, if you've been watching for a long, long time, then you know that I said that I liked somebody before, and I was going to bring them on. And then they went and made a whole campaign and lied and said that. Well, it's just like you, like all topics I don't like to indulge in, like NBA Youngboy, I'm not interested in, but you're a content creator. So my thing is I'm not afraid of pulling content creators up because I didn't have that. So my thing is this, girl, if you can provide some good commentary and you cool and you respect me and it helps you, let's collab. But at the end of the day, girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be fucking messy. Touche. Yeah. Touche. Well, because, and, you know, and that's one thing I was like, okay, well, I learned from that. But, you know, you notice if you know what you know, and I feel like you do because you've been around for a while, you know how these streets move. And I feel like, I don't know. I like you, and I think that you have a lot of potential. I've watched your work. I've shared your work before. I've never shared a lot of people's work. So I've shared a lot. I've shared your work before. So I think that you definitely have potential, and I would definitely be interested in working with you in the future. I definitely would. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's genuinely happened, but I noticed that you even follow the tarot channel and then the music. And you called me. You was like, damn. You was like, you got a tarot channel. And you was like, shit, I'm not really used to it, but it was cool. And you was like, you know what, Armand? I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I didn't know you did music, but I listened to it, and I'm not going to hate on you. It sound good. Like, you didn't hate. But you've also noticed, because you've also gave me constructive criticism as well, so I know that you're just not a hating-ass bitch. And I've also noticed that you put in effort, even with the knowledge that you have, you don't wait for people to tell you stuff. Like, you, when it comes to your videos and putting things together, you'll try to create an intro and do the voiceovers and do, like, I've watched your videos. I like that about you. I like that because that's me. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. Well, so that goes into the Ray J statement that I've been screaming all of my life. Or let's just keep it a step. Right now, let's just say I'm working with you, or I'm working with my man, or the official King Payne. Right now, guess what happens? You immediately, even at this point right now, us talking this long, for the right person watching, you immediately. And this might sound narcissistic or whatever, but you immediately have credibility because I'm saying I fuck with you, I like you, right? And I have more subscribers, even though that don't mean shit. Now, next week, now we can do the video together. And next week, you can be like, Armand called me. He was rude as fuck to me and this, that, and the third, right? Now, I could have never called you. No, I could have never called you. And honestly, maybe I could have sent you a text message and you just weren't that good and I didn't think you were that good, so I didn't want to work with you. But you can go out and do an interview or do a video and say Armand hates black women and he did this, that, and the third. And guess what people are going to do? Guess who they're going to believe? They're going to believe you because it's more beneficial to come against me. So in that situation with that person that you're talking about, as y'all all can see now, how many times have I ever put that person's name in the title? Have I ever made a video? Versus how many times has that person done that? If you go to that person's last three videos, I'm sure I'm in at least two out of the three. It's every other day. But people think that I'm jealous or I'm worried about this and I'm worried about that. No, it's not that. It's just when it comes to this entertainment business and clicks and views, and then you top that on a bunch of black women who, you know, feel that there's power in their subscription and their super chat. So when I made the statement that I agree with Evelyn Lozado because a lot of them were also insecure, they turned on me. When in hindsight, when we're at our family functions or the family kickback, or if it's me and you just, bitch, we're not on live streaming to 400 people and I call you like, girl, no OG, ugly. You get what I'm saying? You're going to be like, hell yeah, that bitch ugly. But the fake outrage was so important during that era because so many people didn't like Evelyn Lozado that it was easy to turn on me. I can't tell you, and I'm not apologizing anymore. I can't tell you how many black women fans I've lost because they're simply mad that I was like, if I take my glasses off and squint, the bitch still kind of look like a monkey. But it was, if you really be honest with yourself, it's facts. Now, I say all of that to say that it's easier to target me than it is to target others. So I'm glad that you finally understood the game. Because the bigger you go, the bigger you get. It might not be me, but it might be people that's in your immediate circle. Maybe a friend, a mom, a parent. I don't know if you watch Queen Naja and them, but, you know, her mom and sister, and they'll speak out on her in a second. You get what I'm saying? So my thing is, the bigger you become as a public figure and an influencer, you become the target. You become the cash cow. You become the reason why people can get the clicks and the views. So I'm glad that you finally understood that it wasn't I was jealous of that person, you know, because if you just look, I mean, let's just be real. If you really want to look at it, why would I need to be jealous of you when the work speaks for itself? If you've been watching me, bitch, you've seen me come up from zero subscribers to 75,000, and we started at the same time. I'm not worried about you because you can't do me the way that I do me. Because if you could, I don't need to shout you out to get to my level, bitch. You didn't have to shout me out for me to get here. I just got here. Why do you need me to shout you out? If you so much better than me, you should be able to just get here. Because I didn't need you to shout me out. I just did the work. Does that make sense? Like, I don't understand when people be like, oh, he's afraid to say my name. He's afraid to shout me out because he won't get this. Nigga, if you that good, you talk about me daily, people should be flocking to you. You notice I never say Tasha K is afraid to say my name because I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say her name, bitch, and I'm not worried about it. And guess what? When I say it, what does she do? React. Tasha K has reneged on every time. Remember, I'm not addressing anybody that has under 150,000 subscribers with less than 50,000 views. She has reacted every single time. Because it's influence. It's not just about the subscribers. So I'm saying that to say, once people see that on you, they'll try to attach themselves to you and try to make you look like the bad guy. So I'm glad that you realized that it wasn't like that. Angie, I seen you sneak in here. Where did you go? So wait. So what you were saying is you sided with that person at one point. You thought... And here's my thing. Right. But I don't know if you, but you've been watching for a long time, and so I this is where they call me the narcissist. But if you really pay attention to a lot of things that was said about me from not just that person, from Tasha, from everybody, you notice that, bitch, I always make it through because I don't lie. These girls always end up falling like dominoes, bitch. Everything I said end up coming to a pass. Now, that person, I'm not intimidated by that person. Let that person have it. I don't care who goes and researches them, because guess what? My success, I still make good money. I'm still going to be successful. My success does not, him being successful doesn't stop me. But the thing is this, though. Would I go and work with that individual? Absolutely not. If Nicki Minaj herself called me and said, "We want to have you and such on the show today," I would tell Nicki Minaj, "Thank you, but no thank you." And I put that on my little brother because I know so much of the backstory that I can't even do it. Like, it's not worth it to me to align with that. And I've watched so many, and if you've been a real watcher of the tea, you notice when people get mad at me, that's the first place they go. To do a video, to do an interview, to call in, to jump on StreamYard. And when I notice that, I'm like, okay. So people, and so that goes into the question that we had earlier, what's loyalty, what's this, what's that, the third. And my thing is, people know where to go when they think that I don't, you know, it's going to bother me. Now, that particular person, I don't dislike them. I don't hate them. I have love for them. But have you ever been to a place with a person where you're just like, bitch, I don't even, it's so far past me disliking you. I just don't care. Like, it's not even a, it's like for me to say I hate you means I still care. I don't even hate you. I don't care. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's not even a hate. It's not even a, it's just like, girl, I'm done. Yeah. Let me get my girl. Hey, Ange, girl, you know, you got more subscribers than us all. You've been on here for a long time, and you've been a follower of mine for a very, very long time. I'm glad to see your beautiful face. You are a makeup guru, right? So now you do what? Music? I see all the music in the background. Okay. Well, you know, you got more subscribers. You've been in the YouTube game. You got more subscribers than me. You were verified at one point. So you could actually give me and pour it up like some, like through your YouTube journey, because you've been here and kind of done that. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you back posting. Congratulations. Yeah. How many subscribers do you have right now? That's a lot. But you have, did you get the plaque and everything? Yes. How did that? I'm on my way, and they, you know what's so crazy? Yes! How did that feel when you got that? How did that feel when you hit that, when you got that? Let me see it again. Put it in the camera. Let's see it again. That's an accomplishment, girl. Well, that's probably going to be me because I don't think I'm going to get it this year. I'm probably going to get it next year. Well, I think for me, too, it's going to be a harder journey because I live stream. And so, like, if I was doing, like, the 10-minute uploads, I would probably make more money and they would go more viral. But live stream, people don't have time to watch 2 hour lives and the hour live. However, I think I'm more so focused on my influence because that's going to have more power than that number. You get what I'm saying? There. So I'm a live streamer, whereas like some of my colleagues, they do the 10-minute video. So they go viral quick. For me, you know, you got to really be interested in what I'm saying to sit for an hour or 2 hours. Yeah. Yes. So what are you thinking about doing? What have you been doing on your channel? Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on this show because you've been a follower for a long time. Yes, girl, you found me 5 years ago. Well, you was one of my first verified people. I'm like, who is this girl? You know, and then. Oh, so you need to probably get. Do you still have the YouTube manager and all that? Yes, girl, you want to get there. So, have you ever done the YouTube Black events or anything like that? Were you on here before Lovely T? Were you on here before Lovely T? Probably 2006. Okay. Okay. So you was on here before Tasha K, though, okay? And then Bonica Knight, okay. But you do the makeup. So you know the Jackie Inas and all of that. And the Justin J's, you was on here around them in the Scorpion Show. What about A Connection TV? Okay, okay, because that might go a little far down the rabbit hole. Okay, yeah, yeah. So anybody else want have any questions? Because, you know, she got more subscribers than all of us on here. But you know what is also interesting? You can have, because I've seen people with hundreds of thousands of subscribers with no views. And so what do you think that that is? Well, that's a problem. Wow. Why did you just quit everything like that? What happened? You got depressed. What happened? You just dropped your whole brand and platform. What happened? Okay. So wait, there was negativity in the makeup community, in the beauty community? And how long were, because it's been at least 2 or 3 years. Wow, so that's about 4 years. And but you're back, you're finally feeling the passion for it again.